8:12 here on the Mighty 690. It is time for another Ask the Expert segment on KGGF. Joining us, we have Charles Skank of Skank Insurance. Good morning, Charles. How are you doing?
Good morning, James. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. So what is our verse of the day?
It is Psalm chapter 37, verse 8. It reads, "Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil." Psalm 37, 8.
A good reminder here this morning. So, hey, well, we do have a bit of a rainy morning, thunderstorm morning. Had a couple gloomier days this week, but it's been a while since we've had anything like that, you know?
Give me the gloomy days, right?
Yeah, yeah.
If they bring rain, I'll take that any day.
That is right.
It's very, very welcome.
Yes.
Very welcome rain that we're getting. Just hoping that we can get some inches of rain. We need the ponds filled and... So,
yeah, we sure do need that. So, you know, as we go throughout a September, hard to believe that we're already into, I guess, fall.
You know? We are. Here we are, officially.
Yep. So just thinking a little bit about some of the different items here. We've got a lot of folks who, you know, maybe they want to get out of the workforce maybe a little bit early, but they might not, you know, they're under 65. And so, you know, that means different things as far as, you know, healthcare and Medicare is concerned. But what are the options for those folks who are under 65 and, you know, can't really get on Medicare yet? What do you tell those folks who come into your office?
So... there are options available now that used to be unavailable, and that is that you can get health coverage without any health questions. So some people say, well, I'd love to retire, but maybe I'm diabetic and I'm not sure if I can get approved for health insurance. Well, now the way the health insurance landscape is made up is that there's no health questions to get on health insurance. And so we have coverage now through the marketplace or ACA. There's a couple different names for it. But I would encourage our listeners, if you're in a position where maybe you're 62, 63, 64, and you're just really ready to go to the next chapter of your life and want to experience life without getting up every day and punching the clock, that there are health insurance options available for you that weren't available in the past.
No, that is and so it's an interesting opportunity to take advantage of those. So can you tell us a little bit about what are some of these options for people?
So the premiums or the cost to be on this is based on your income. And what we find a lot of times is if somebody's getting off in the middle of the year, that they'll pay, you know, the price could be $300 to $400 or $500 a month for their coverage. And then the next year, which maybe they're just going to be on Social Security or their income's going to go quite a bit lower because they're no longer working, the premiums can go to nearly zero, if not zero. For the upcoming year. That's just a common scenario that we see. And so it's they price these premiums based on your expected income for 2023. If you're getting on it for October the 1st, they would say, what's your expected income for 2023? And you want to be as accurate with that number as possible, because if you're under that, and on the income estimate side, when you do taxes the next year, they're going to make up for that, and you may owe some of those called a subsidy that you get for that they subsidize the premium. But on the other hand, if you overestimate your income, you could get a partial refund of those premiums as well. So it's a good idea to be as accurate as you can. And then every year you will estimate your at renewal time in November, December time frame, you would estimate your 2024 income and tell them that, and then your premiums would be adjusted accordingly. And so we see a good number of people that are in retirement at age 62, 63, 64, and they're paying zero premium, because it doesn't matter if you have $1 million in the bank. What they ask about is your wages, what your expected in household income is. So that's important to be mindful of.
So, you know, talked about kind of some of those cost things that people need to keep in mind. I mean, what about just the coverage in general? I mean, some folks, they may need something, you know, that's kind of bridging that gap between employer coverage and when they're going to eventually get on Medicare. So, you know, this ACA coverage, that's also called Obamacare, like uh-huh. some people have referred to as. And Marketplace, is that all the same thing?
All the same thing, okay. Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, what is that, how does that coverage, does it differ much as far as, you know, when you're going to the doctor? I mean, is it going to feel somewhat similar?
It's going to feel, Medicare is better coverage. Okay. But what you need to know, both of these have what this does is it puts a hard maximum on how much out of pocket expenses you can have for medical bills. That's the key thing. And some of the most common plans are going to have an $8,000, close to a $9,000 deductible. So you need to keep that in mind. Also, this coverage is mostly good in Kansas. So if you need to go to Oklahoma for treatment, it's going to be out of network. And so Wichita, Kansas City are going to be large places where people go to get to be in network. And out of network, you really don't have coverage unless it's an emergency. So you need to be mindful of that. And with us being close to Oklahoma like this, sometimes that can cause some issues.
Sure. But still, you know, we're kind of talking, it sounds a little bit, you know, it's like a safety net as far as, you know, if you didn't have anything, man, if you had a big medical bill come in, you know, some catastrophic sort of, you know, accident, that sort of thing. I mean, that really could exceed that $8,000 pretty quickly. So if you didn't even have anything, I mean, that'd be a real bad situation to be in.
That's right. That's right. And this is a gap filler, in my opinion, especially for those that are just really at the verge of retirement, not quite ready for Medicare and trying to figure out what to do. And some scenarios, maybe a spouse is wanting to retire and they're eligible for Medicare, but their spouse who they're married to is not eligible for Medicare yet. And they're trying to figure out how to get coverage for him or for her. And so this ACA coverage, marketplace coverage, can be good for that option as well. It can make it where husband and wife both can be retired, and maybe he can go on Medicare and she can go on ACA or vice versa, and be able to enjoy retired life at that point without having to worry about what their coverage is going to look like.
Now, what if folks are on some prescription drugs? Is there any sort of a drug plan when we talk about ACA for coverage of any pharmaceuticals?
Yeah, this includes coverage for that. And when we sit down and look at your options, we'll actually plug in your doctors and put in your prescriptions, and it will tell us whether that doctor's in network, out of network, whether that prescription is covered or not covered. So you can know going into it who, if your providers are covered and your medications, what your medications will cost on this plan as well. So you're not just going into it blind. We have a system, a program that will tell us what those will run.
Gotcha. So what else, anything else that people should know who are in that kind of under 65 group about this coverage?
I would encourage you just to pick up the phone, call our office, 620-331-8800, and we can walk through the process. You don't have to commit to anything. You can just look at what it would cost you, whether your doctors and prescriptions are covered or not, what the cost would be, an estimated cost, and just find out. You don't have to commit to anything by even checking it out. But just see what the cost would be to explore that option.
Okay, well, that is a really good reminder, Charles. So, and the fact that, you know, you don't have to do this alone is something, you know, you don't have to try to muddle through all of this by yourself.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about, you know, trying to figure this out on your own and maybe messing something up or missing a detail. That this is something that we do all the time, and and we can give you our experience and our advice.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hi, Charles, how about we take a quick break? We'll return with more as we continue our Ask the Experts segment here on the Mighty 690. Coming up on 8:24 on the Mighty 690, we continue our Ask the Expert segment with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance. And Charles, I know we're in a really busy time. You're kind of getting into that fall season, a lot going on, and a lot going on in the Medicare world too. And this is that time that people need to schedule those Medicare reviews, right?
That's right. October the 15th begins the Medicare season officially. It closes December 7th. And during this time, you can evaluate your prescription drug plan and see if there is a option that's going to cost you less money. And it might be that you've been prescribed a med that isn't covered by your current plan. You might be paying more out of pocket for it than you'd like. And you need to evaluate and see what drug plan covers that med and switch to that drug plan so that you have less out of pocket cost. And so we help our clients evaluate their coverage every year because drug plans change. And there are some real big changes happening this year. Right now, the cheapest plan, almost the cheapest plan you can get this year is like $7. And next year, there's going to be a plan that's less than a dollar. And you might think, well, that might not be very good coverage, but it's not really based on the price of the premium. You just plug in your meds, and it tells you what plan is the best price for you. There's other plans that are going up fairly significantly. And so it's just a good idea to check in and make sure that you're on the best plan for you. The other thing is that you can change from an Advantage plan to an Advantage plan or change Advantage plans. And so that opportunity is coming up, and there's changes going on in that world as well. There's one plan that used to have $1,000 coverage, $1,000 a year for dental coverage. This coming year, it's going to have $2,500 for dental, which is a significant upgrade. And so you just need to look at your options. We help you explore those options and find the plan that best fits your needs. So get on our calendar, call our office, 620-331-8800, and we can plug in your information, put in your prescriptions, your doctors, and find the plan that fits your needs the best.
Well, and that is a great reminder for folks who are on Medicare or are new to Medicare. And just as we get into this season, I know you're having an event coming up here pretty quick as we are going to kind of kick off Medicare.
That's true. October the 5th, Thursday, 4:30 p.m. at the park, at the shelter behind the fountains there. We're having a Medicare kickoff event. We're going to have live music, hamburgers, hot dogs, homemade ice cream. Our clients, my dad will be there, and we're really excited about this event. All of our listeners are invited. If you're on Medicare or approaching Medicare or soon to be, feel free to come out. It's not a sales event. It's not even an educational event. It's simply a celebration and a kickoff for Medicare season. So you're invited.
Hey, yeah, that's great. You know, a little family fun, some free food, and it's just great to be in the park this time of year. I mean, we are super blessed to be enjoying this this specific time of the year. It is a really great one.
The heat is hopefully behind us, and with October, surely we can be in a better place as far as that goes.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it is great. So, Charles, I really appreciate you coming on here. And of course, if people have questions for you, they want to get on your calendar, where can we find you?
Our main office is at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence. You can call our office, 620-331-8800. And we're online at skankinsurance.com. That's S-C-H-E-N-C-K, insurance.com. We also have an office in Howard and Sedan as well.
Well, good reminder there. Charles, great to see you here. I hope you have a wonderful weekend and look forward to chatting again here next Friday.
Thank you, James. You have a great week.
You too. That is Charles Skank and Skank Insurance, and we have news on the way and a early bird edition of Open Line next on KGGF.